For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A week ago today, the New York Times published a second article in support of Students for Sensible Drug Policy and a lawsuit being brought forward on their behalf by the American Civil Liberties Union. The title of that article, Federal Aid is Focus of a Lawsuit by Students.
My name is Chris Crane, and I'm the Executive Director of Students for Sensible Drug Policy.
Tell us about this lawsuit you guys have put forward.
The ACLU's Drug Law Reform Project has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Students for Sensible Drug Policy and a few other students who have been affected by the Higher Education Act aid elimination provision. And we're suing, challenging the constitutionality of that provision and trying to get it stricken from the law books altogether. What the HEA aid elimination provision is, it's an amendment to the Higher Education Act that automatically denies federal financial aid to any student with a drug conviction. And to date, about 200,000 students have been denied financial aid due to a drug conviction on their record.
Part of this lawsuit is to get some information, is it not, to help fill in the blanks on those who've been denied?
That's a different lawsuit. We're actually involved in two federal lawsuits at the moment. So we filed a FOIA request with the Department of Education requesting a simple state-by-state breakdown of how many students have been denied financial aid on the basis of a drug conviction. As a nonprofit organization, we're supposed to be exempt from any fees associated with Freedom of Information Act requests, and the Department of Education came back to us and requested that we pay over $4,100 for the information and administrative fees, and their rationale was that the information could help lead to drug legalization and that somehow SSDP would profit from that. So we sued the government, we sued the Department of Education to get them to drop the fee request for that FOIA lawsuit.
The more current one deals with the fact this provision is basically unconstitutional. It constitutes double jeopardy, so to speak.
That's correct. The other lawsuit, that's a really big lawsuit, is the one that challenges the constitutionality of the HEA aid elimination provision as a whole. And if we are successful in this lawsuit, no student will ever again have to worry about having their financial aid stripped on the basis of a drug conviction alone. The legal challenge in this case, like I said, is being brought by the ACLU's Drug Law Reform Project. Students are already being punished once in the criminal justice system, and that after the fact, they shouldn't be punished a second time by being denied access to an education by having their financial aid taken away. The second claim in the case is a due process claim in saying that this law specifically singles out a class of people, in this case, low to middle income students who rely on financial aid in order to afford college and who have drug convictions on their record. They can go to www.ssdp.org/lawsuit.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.